previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The second biggest week of the year for Treasury and Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana, who will present his medium-term budget policy statement to Parliament on Wednesday. And what can we expect? Well, Investec suggests a possible downgrade of real and nominal GDP and CPI projections, slightly off the 1.4% and 3.7% respectively. There's also a likely tax revenue estimate upward revision by roughly 45 billion rand and a narrowing of the budget deficit to 4% of GDP from 4.6%. But as the Sunday Times reported, we should see a lowering of the inflation target to a fixed 3% from the previous 3-6% target band, a policy move that Reserve Bank Governor Lesetse Kganyago says will see lower interest rates in the longer term. The Fashini Group, owner of Markham, Jet at Home and Total Sports, has reported a 21% slide in half-year earnings per share and an operating profit slump of 10%. This despite a 12% rise in revenue for the 6 months to September. The retailer said there had been a prolonged period of difficult trading conditions across all regions. That share down over 6%, pushing the industrial counter and the JSE down at the close on Friday. The all share down 1.1% to 108,846, and the top 40 down 1.25% to 101,451. A mixed bag on Wall Street on Friday, with signs of progress on an end to the US government shutdown. The Dow and the S&P 500 up 0.1%, and the Nasdaq down 0.25%. London's FTSE ended Friday's session down 0.5%. Asian markets have got the week off to a good start, with Tokyo up 1% and Hong Kong and Sydney up 0.5%. The rand steady this morning at 17.29 to the dollar, 22.72 to pound sterling, and 19.97 to the euro, now 115.52 to the dollar. Gold is at $4,051, platinum at $1,579, Bitcoin now $105,993, and a barrel of Brent crude, $63.93.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.